Please enter your pack number at the tone. Your call is being processed.
Hello.
You have a prepaid call. You will not be charged for this call. This call is from
Leslie Mauer,
an inmate at a federal prison. Hang up to decline the call or to accept, dial 5 now. If you wish to block any future calls of this name.
Steve?
Yeah.
Hi, honey.
Hi. Listen, anytime I call, the minute they give me my name, it says Leslie Mauer, you can just push 5 and it'll come right in.
Okay.
Is JJ okay?
JJ is okay. JJ is kind of stunned. He's not realizing the whole thing yet.
Okay.
And the whole family is so worried about you, Dee. We're just panicking over you.
I'm really sad. Oh. But if I show any sadness, they will put me in watch. Not very good, and I can't talk too much over the phone, so I've got to be very careful.
Okay, and I'm sorry that I can't stop my crying.
No, that's all right. That's all right.
It's been on the news. They finally had a picture of Kenny on the news. They were able to... The police retrieved the last call that Kenny made. It was to Jamie. They called Jamie. So Tony and Lindsay went running down. It's on the TV. You see Tony and Lindsay, and you see Kenny. Okay. They have a suspect, but they have not made an arrest yet. It's devastating to all of us. I can imagine. We're so worried about you.
I don't think that Ken ever had it.
Honey, he's been trying to meet with this guy for months.
Why?
We don't know. Kenny was so ecstatic last night when he knew that they could meet together this morning. His name is Robert. That's all we know. We don't know what it was about, what he was doing, but he was happy, so it makes us think it was something for you. We don't know. I was with Kenny until 6 o'clock last night. We had our meeting, and I just stayed for a while. We went downstairs.
I called him after that. I called him after that. Is Mother okay?
Oh, Mother, honey, Mother's flipping off the walls.
Listen,
don't call her.
I understand that somebody's going to come down and see me tomorrow. Is it going to be Barry and Bob and Jamie or who?
Okay. Bob is in Mexico.
Okay.
It's Barry, Tony, Jamie, and me.
Oh, good. Are you guys going to be here tomorrow?
Honey, I was scheduled to come down.
God.
I was scheduled. We're all going to be there.
Are you going to be here Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, thank God.
Honey, I would sneak in. If you've got an inmate that's my size, I would sneak around the corner.
Oh,
and
that's
I'll take
cute.
With her.
Oh,
places.
Your sweetheart. That's
our
so
sweetie,
nice.
Are you okay?
I will talk to you on Saturday.
Okay, honey. I love you, baby, and I am so, so sorry.
Why would anybody try to kill Ken?
Honey, I don't know, but it really kind of worries me where this has been, this meeting.
This call is from a federal prison.
For months, so. Let's just hope it's nobody in the family. Set it up. And, I don't know. Do you have to go?
No, I'm just... sitting here thinking, I thought all kinds of things, and I will talk, you know, about that. Has anyone called Grandma Mauer and told Grandma Mauer?
No, the Mauers don't know. But Kenny, the police are interviewing Derek and Tommy. Rob took him really bad. He went in and sat on your bedroom floor and just rocked himself back and forth again. I love you, Kenny. I love you, Kenny. The whole day has been horrible. Everybody's cried so hard. LaDonna is sobbing so hard. I keep tapping her. Breathe, breathe.
He was the nicest person.
Honey, that's what they're saying. They interviewed a couple of neighbors, but the family is not giving any interviews because we don't want this linked back to you, because then they'll bring up that in the news.
I know they will.
We are not talking to the media. Not at all. Not at all. And Channel 2 has got the most news. And Cease called me.
Shari, do they know that, do they think it was the guy that he met with?
Yes, it was the man that they met with.
Well, he was going out to his car. Did the guy follow him?
Honey, they were supposed to meet at a restaurant.
Right, they did meet at the restaurant. They said he was coming out of the restaurant and going to his car. That's what the eyewitness said.
Okay.
And the guy came out of nowhere.
No, that is not true. He was inside the restaurant with this man. He was inside with the man that he had the meeting with, and they got in an argument.
No, because he went out and took Kim's car. He took the car. They found it at the cemetery.
Okay, you're telling me cemetery. I've heard the tracks when they show the picture of the navigator. To be honest with you, it looks like an area that was just down below me, that CPC cement thing. You know, where it just had all that dirt and hills, and that's what it looks like. So, we're hearing all kinds of information, honey.
Well, it's on the internet.
And it is. Are you able to get access?
No, but the people here have. I can't get on an internet. They won't let me, but... But
I took a copy of what was on there this morning, and I understand there's more information tonight.
Yeah, you might want to read that, and you'll see that, because there was an eyewitness that was in the car next to him, and when he shot Kenny right outside his car.
Honey, right in front of the car. The guy ducked. I mean,
yeah.
He was afraid that he was going to
be next.
Hit him, too, for being a witness.
Yes.
And Village Inn, oh, they closed the shop all day long. They just said, employees go home. We are, you know, out of the respect for what's happened, we are closing for the day.
It was a restaurant?
Yes, Village Inn, over by Southtown.
Why would the guy take Kenny's car?
To get away.
Why didn't he have his own car if he met Kenny?
Well, because, honey, we're speculating that the first restaurant they went to was not going to open until maybe 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. So it sounds like they both got into Kenny's car and drove over to the Village Inn. They went inside. Who knows if they ate or not? I doubt it. But they went inside and they were sitting and they started arguing. So they got up and went outside, and Kenny was trying to leave, and the guy pulled the gun on him. And the guy wanted him gone.
I know.
If it was just an argument, he wouldn't have shot him.
Yeah, but you got to be careful, Shari.
Okay.
Please be careful. Please.
Okay.
We're going to talk to, I'm going to talk to you on Saturday.
Okay. Oh, Dee Dee, I love you.
I love you, too.
And is there, oh, God, I can't even bring anything down to you.
No, there's nothing we can do.
Honey, just hang in there because everybody is so worried about you.
Please let everybody know that I have called.
I will.
And
now, have you called anybody else?
No.
Okay, I'll call.
Okay, and just tell everybody I'm fine and that I love everybody. That I'm trying my hardest to get home for the funeral, but the funeral cannot take place until Wednesday or Thursday, or even Friday or Saturday, because if we have the funeral right away, I won't be able to come. I need five days.
Judge Kimball has been notified. He has sent a fax off to...
I know all about that.
Oh, okay.
I know all about that, but it doesn't matter. Listen to me. It doesn't matter.
I know.
They've got to hold the funeral off for 5 days.
Okay.
Place. I don't know if Barry's taking over or Bob's taking over. I heard Bob was in Texas and he was on his way home.
Bob is in Mexico, and Julie got a hold of him. I suspect he is on his way home.
Yes, and if Bob makes it, he needs to come down here because I've got to make him power of attorney.
Okay.
Because Kenny was my power of attorney and nothing can get paid. Nothing can go on. And so I've got to get him to be my power of attorney.
Absolutely.
My attorneys will be here in the morning.
Yes, I know that. He was with us all day long, and JJ and Posh are going to be staying at Barry's.
Okay. I'm worried about Posh, sorry.
Honey, Posh is a sweetheart.
I want you to do me a favor. I want you to call my attorney.
Yes.
Do you have his number? 836-2016.
Oh, God, you're faster than I am.
Let me just talk to you while you find something. I was told by one of the counselors that they don't understand why my attorneys don't get me out of here. Why, if I had a judge call here, why can't a judge get me out for home confinement?
Right.
They said one of the counselors said that I could be home by Wednesday.
You're kidding.
No.
Well, Bart will be there in the morning, and he was on the phone for 2 hours holding on the phone trying to get through to someone at the prison.
Listen, take this number down,
836-2016. Okay, and again...
Give it back to me. Give it back to me.
836-2016.
You call Bart Bailey and tell him what I've just told you about a counselor. A counselor that he would be very surprised about said, why don't your attorneys get you at home confinement with your son being special and your businesses and all this other stuff? Why can they not get into a judge if they are that close to a judge? I know Tony was the one that got the judge, and I know he doesn't have my case anymore, but Shari, somebody needs to do something.
Okay, now I do know that Bart was trying to do something about you getting here.
I understand, but it's only for the funeral, Shari.
Okay.
To my understanding. So if you call Bart now, then what will happen is that he will come down here tomorrow and discuss with me what you're calling him about right now.
Okay.
Okay, and... I just need JJ taking care of him, Posh. That is my big worry.
Well, they're going right. I'm sure they're over to Barry's right now.
Tell Barry that they still haven't put his number on my phone list, and so that is why I haven't called him. It's taken him forever.
Okay.
But that I have his number, and I would call it, but I can't because I don't have it on my phone list. I do have, let's see, who have I got? I've got... No, I don't even have Bobby's home phone number. I thought I did. Oh, yes, I do. 489-6606. I've got Julie on there, but I don't have Barry.
Okay.
Barry, I do have his 361-2636, but that's...
That's gone.
Yeah, that's gone.
It starts with the 368. I sent it to you in one of my letters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. All right.
Now, I can run and get that number if you need it.
No, you're coming down tomorrow? Or are you guys coming down tomorrow night?
I'm going to come down tomorrow.
Okay,
and you... see you all day Saturday and
now,
all day
Sunday. Now, listen, Char, you have to be here early. You have
we
to
know
be,
that.
Oh, you have to be
here. This call is from a federal prison.
You have to be here by 7 o'clock.
Okay, we will be there by 7 o'clock, honey.
Okay. And you and Tony and Barry... And Jamie, you're all coming?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And if Bob's here, you better believe he'll be with us.
Okay. All right. Because I have a lot to talk to you guys about.
Okay.
I have my suspicions, and I need to talk to you all.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think some of us have got a couple of suspicions, too. By the way, C's called.
Yes.
She gave us some information, like they do have a suspect.
Good.
And she did give me some information that she had talked to Karen.
Yes.
That attorney Karen.
Yes.
And Karen did say how devastating, if that means diddly shit to you or not.
It does. You know what? That means a lot.
She was very devastated for you, Dee Dee.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful, because I really loved Ken.
Oh, honey, I know it.
I really loved him. Sorry, I did.
I know, I just, honey, like I said, none of us can stop crying.
No, I can't either.
And Mother's gone insane. She had a neighbor run him up to your house. She was at your house to the point where she was interrupting so many times that we had to say,
I know. I love you. I will see you Saturday if I don't call you back.
Okay, honey, I love her. Good.
All right, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.